I thought first half Bournemouth were the better team. I thought we were too far off them. We just give them too much respect and too much time on the ball. A couple of words at half time pushed them on a little bit further, and I thought second half we looked the more likely team to score. You know, Saido's had the best chance, I thought, of the first half, and then had two wonderful opportunities second half. And the keeper save off Gareth, obviously, another day it goes in. So, you know, we're disappointed because Bournemouth scored when they least looked likely to score.
I was just going to ask you about the goal itself. I don't know whether you've had a chance to see it
again.
Yeah,
it's a flick. Yeah,
preventable.
Yeah, it is. I think Gallas can be a little bit closer as well and stop the cross. But, you know, it's come the other side of Johnny and the kid's flicked it. It could go anywhere and it's gone in the back of the net. And that's what we need. Fine margins, a little bit of luck.
Slightly difficult time at the moment, Tony. Obviously, you won on the opening day of the season. Didn't quite get what you wanted in the transfer window. We won't go through all that again. Are you happy with the effort shown by your players today? I mean, do you think you've got something you can work with there?
Yeah, second half, I thought they played really well and were, you know, more positive with it. I think Chadley's a great addition. I think you've seen him today, you know, and he's not match fit yet. We were going to take him off after 70 minutes, but, you know, he looked bright as a button and looked as though he would give us a spark that we need. But no, you know, it's a job that, you know, you need to keep going in.
Mm. You've been in this game long enough as well, Tony, to know that all the fans aren't going to be nice all of the time. And some of the fans today were having a bit of a pop. What's your take on that? What would you say to them?
Well, I've been here 20 months. I think I'm the longest serving manager since Tony Mowbray, you know, in 2009. So this club is used to changing managers. And what you have to do, you know, you have to see it through. And I'll do that. I'll work very, very hard and give my best. You know, I think when I came in 20 months ago, the remit was for Jeremy to sell the club. He wanted to keep the club in profit. We've done that for 2 years. We finished 13th and then 14th. There's a lot of clubs who were below us who weren't in profit. A lot of clubs who got relegated who were in massive and serious debt. So I've done the job both times round. We needed to invest this time. We've not been able to invest for all sorts of reasons. The team's getting older. Everybody knows the team's getting older. But what we've got to do now is close the door and make sure we all work out to keep the club up.
But in that case, Tony, I mean, you're talking about your record there and what you've done. Does it annoy you? Does it get
you? No, not at all. I'm too old in the tooth to you know, to listen to people. When I first came into the football club, the supporters were moaning about Alan Irving because he was playing tippy-tappy football and not winning football. So you can't please everybody all the time. And like I say, this club is used to changing managers over. Supporters are used to changing or having change. And, you know, we've got a change in ownership next week. So, you know, we'll sit down and we'll see what they see as the future.
And basically, is it just about results, Tony? I mean, I know we always say it's in the game, but, you know.
Well, we've got as many points as Bournemouth.